Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, August 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Financial advisors often work with their clients to find ways to preserve and grow their wealth. But some advisors are taking an approach to their work that looks beyond just making money.
Some are looking at how they connect to broader questions about our happiness and trying to trace the line between the money people have and how they use it to their happiness.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Joe Pinsker after the break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize our proprietary AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Some financial advisors are being selective about the clients they work with, steering away from some whose goal is simply to keep making money. WSJ personal finance reporter Joe Pinsker spoke to several advisors, and he joins me. So, Joe, why are some financial advisors being choosy about the clients they take on?
Some advisors are thinking hard about the work they do and what it accomplishes in people's lives. The traditional way we think about financial advising is that it's someone whose job it is to increase and grow the amount of money you have and help you preserve your wealth. Some people are also thinking about the other money questions that arise that are connected to managing money. Things like donating to charity or other ways of thinking about what your goals are and what you want your money to do. So some advisors are turning down clients who don't have any interest in charity or seem to be purely focused on just making the numbers in their accounts bigger.
But doesn't this run counter to why many people hire a financial advisor in the first place? You know, to help them build and maintain wealth?
Of course, it absolutely does. But these people are thinking deeply about the work that they do and how they feel about their jobs. It's something that's happening in the broader economy in lots of positions. But this is another place where I think people are wondering about the impact of the work they do. And this is a decision that not all financial advisors are making, but it's a certain way of thinking about it that connects to trying to think about how they can do some good in the world on top of the work that they're already doing.
What's the value that the advisors see in this way of thinking that would benefit investors really of any level of income?
The key idea that these people are circling around is that money issues are not just about money. You can hire a financial advisor to help the numbers in your account go bigger, but that's not the same as making sure that you actually are getting the most out of how you use money in your life. And so some of these conversations that people are having about donating to charity or about how they spend their money, these line up with bigger questions about what it means to lead a fulfilling life. And certain financial advisors for a while have talked about those sorts of questions with clients, but I did hear from some advisors that in the past couple of years, those conversations have gotten a lot more common. So as we think about money questions, there are all these other bigger questions that come up and can be part of the conversation too.
So what does this say about the importance of the type of advisor that the investor brings on?
Some advisors are going to be talking through questions that are purely about money, maybe calculating how much you want to be saving for your kids' college education, how much exactly you need to have socked away in order to retire. And at the same time, some other advisors are dealing with those questions, yes, but also looking at how they connect to broader questions about our happiness and trying to trace the line between the money people have and how they use it to their happiness.
What's led some financial advisors to go this route?
A consistent theme among the advisors I interviewed is that they felt disenchanted with the work that they did with some very wealthy clients. Something that they felt in the clients they worked with is that oftentimes the sole task of their job was just to make the numbers in these people's accounts go bigger. And they started asking themselves, to what end? Why am I doing this? What is the meaning of my work? What impact do I want to have on the world? Their response is that they have chosen to work specifically with people who are more open to those larger conversations.
Are advisors concerned about leaving potential earnings on the table if making as much money as possible isn't going to be the goal when they work with a client?
Certainly. And this is a big concern. One advisor I spoke with was talking about how he felt like he could only start turning away clients once he had reached a certain point in his professional career and also personally in his own finances. This is something that only certain types of advisors could really be able to take on.
So if an individual investor wants to hire a financial advisor, what should go on that checklist?
The lesson here for somebody who's looking for an advisor is that you should be mindful of what you want out of these conversations. If you simply want money advice, there are plenty of advisors who will give you that. But if you want advice that's going to connect to larger questions about how you use your money and the trajectory of your life and all sorts of other bigger life questions, there are also advisors who will do that.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Joe Pinsker. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.